You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
Hello, everyone, and thanks again for tuning in to
Closet Conversations.
I'm Chrissy Mack.
And I'm Berkeley.
Well, tonight we have two fabulous ladies, two of Detroit's well-known female rappers, lyricists, a.k.a. MCs, Lola Damone, welcome.
Hey.
All right. And Mercedes.
Hey, what's up, y'all?
They in the building, y'all. So our topic for today is the female influence on hip-hop's music culture. So we're going to get down to the nitty-gritty, you know, ask you guys some questions and stuff and just about everything to see, you know, what's your influence on our hip-hop's culture today. Okay. Sounds good?
Sounds good.
All right. So please tell our listeners a little bit about yourselves.
I don't know.
Mercedes, you can go first.
Okay, I am from the west side of Detroit.
West side?
Hey, next to half in the building.
Hey. Nice.
I went to the Detroit High School for Performing Arts. A lot of people know that. I've said this numerous times. I was awarded a music scholarship when I was in the ninth grade.
Okay.
I studied music at Xavier University in Louisiana.
College degree, y'all.
Nice.
And then
we like those.
I did a talent show, actually, and I was approached only to do a studio session.
Okay.
And when I went to go and record a song, which ended up on the I'm About It soundtrack, I exited the studio and basically got a deal.
Wow.
Had always been pursuing music, like going to the performing arts school. If anybody knows about it or knows someone that attended, it's a nonstop grind. They teach you all about the music business. They get you prepared for it. You do vocal training. And if you want to do any extracurricular, it's available. So I took heed and I was prepared. And unfortunately, I had to leave my group because the deal was what we all were after anyway. And they didn't go on to pursue musical careers. So I'm going to say it was a sound decision on my part.
Okay.
I will go ahead and put this out here because I know I was the crush before social media. And
the crush.
That was
y'all
an
hear that?
Executive decision. It was not mine. So I don't know. A lot of people been on my social media lately. Shout out to y'all. I love y'all. Pen and Pixel did a story, and they finally leaked the fact that I was not bent over a car to take a picture.
You weren't?
No, ma'am.
Oh, so what was
that? That was when green screen first hit, and no one knew about it.
Wow.
Oh,
so what actually happened was I was in a regular studio and I was on a ladder.
Were you? It don't even look like that.
And I did like so many outfit changes and I had so many cute pictures. So being that I was the only other female, because when I got signed, Mia X was already the female MC. So they kind of brought me on to do hip hop and to vocal because they wanted to mix something in that they didn't have.
Okay.
Plus, they were paying for people to come do vocals when they didn't have to. They could have somebody in house, so it all worked out. But I, going through the whole course of it all, I bonded with everybody. So when we did everything, we all collectively like flew out to Houston, did this big old photo shoot, and we get back and we're like, okay, we can't wait to see what the covers are gonna look like. So everybody's coming out and they like, yeah. And so I'm right. like, okay. I go in and I'm like, my daddy is not going to agree with that.
Exactly.
And they were like, are you serious? I'm like, I'm so serious. And they like, oh, you're going to be upset. And I'm like, why? They're like, we just sent it off to the Vibe. I'm like, are you kidding me? So for all of y'all that try and get shot down and you don't wonder why, you can't judge a book by its cover.
Okay. Absolutely.
It was just a picture.
It was just a picture.
You got to come right. But yeah. It was a great learning experience. I am still active in music. I do have some stuff that is currently out and new music that will be coming. and a lot of different ventures. And Lola and I actually did a project along with another female. She doesn't do music at all anymore.
I don't know.
Maybe on another time we can bring some stuff, but I'm not going to talk too much.
Before we get into a little bit about
that. Yeah, because I know y'all got some questions.
Yeah, most definitely. Yes. So, Miss Lola Damone, how are you?
I'm wonderful.
You're looking all pretty, too.
Well, thank you, ladies.
You're welcome. So tell our listeners a little bit about yourself.
Okay, well, I'm from Detroit.
West Side.
Right down the street from the hip hop shop.
I remember the hip hop shop.
Right, 7 Mile. I'm pretty much known from being on Drunken Masters record 50 Niggas Deep. I did 50 Bitches Deep.
You did.
AKA Mrs. That was the radio clean version. that was the record that people know me from, you know, but nobody really ever got to know the other side of me. Like, that was just one part of me.
We want to know that other side. We want to get to know that other side. Right.
The whole other side.
I heard about you from Malik. Cheddar Boys, you heard Lola. Oh, y'all got to get on the track.
Nice.
He was coming in my granddaddy liquor store like, girl.
Wow. Oh, my gosh. Okay. So what were you getting ready to say?
I was going
to
say, me and Mercedes, I think we met. We had a show together.
It was when we did that Memphis Bleak show.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
And what year was that?
Ooh.
2001.
Yeah, like 2001. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Nice.
And she was a sweetheart, you know. Sometimes girls in the industry, I don't know.
Thank you.
Not everybody, but she was real sweet towards me, and I just felt that.
And
love.
We reciprocated it.
Yeah.
And see, I'm going to drop a jewel on y'all, too, because I know the host.
Drop a jewel.
Please. I know the host.
We want to know.
You know the host.
Yes.
We go back like throwbacks. We shared the same parts.
Okay. Noel Village, baby. She became an Eastside girl a little bit.
Right? Just for a minute. So I'm well-rounded. I'm good in any hood.
Yes. Absolutely. Yes. Okay.
Shout out to our mamas.
Shout out. Hey, mamas.
So y'all knew each other at like what age?
I was like 12 when I met them.
Yep.
Oh, wow.
That's a throwback.
Yeah. I know, right?
Yeah. Most definitely.
Yeah.
Wow. So, you know, Mercedes, like, you know, what do you feel has been your contribution to the hip hop community?
I do feel like I brought some of the rawness out. I know prior to me, Lil Kim and Foxy Brown had just hit the scene. So they were kind of like breaking the barriers for that, along with Trina. And I think Gangsta Boo was a little edgy as well. Right. So I kind of like fell into that, but at the same time, it really isn't me. So I had to kind of find a way to make it coexist at the same time because I'm really a tomboy at heart.
Yeah.
So it's like, okay, now y'all want me to go out here half naked?
Right.
Like, I'm twerking with some jogger pants on, but
right.
If I got to be showing everything, so I had to. It was different.
Yeah, and you definitely had to make some adjustments.
I had to strap my boots on
and
put my big girl pants on.
Okay.
But I was ready.
Okay.
It's different now.
Okay.
Because people aren't judged as much.
And why do you feel that?
Social media has a lot to do with it. I was saying even as far as where it goes to parenting, like, it's a lot of things that you have to kind of like sit back and analyze yourself because things that we were shielded from, we can't shield our children from, like, regardless of anything. Like, even if they don't have a phone, their friends have phones.
Exactly.
Their computers at school. Like, everything is
wide open.
Exactly. Yeah. So now that, like, I mean, babies are seeing stuff and they're mimicking it, and it's cute to an extent. But when you have them out here looking grown and their children being abducted, I mean, there's just way too much. But like I said, the walls aren't as heavy and people aren't so judgmental. And then everyone fits the bill now, whereas before it was like you stood out in the crowd, where now you go out and it's like, okay, I feel out of place because everybody's beat. Everybody got weaves. Everybody got wigs. I mean, back in the day, like, we barely showed up with makeup.
Exactly. Right. Right.
We barely had makeup artists. Like, the stuff that goes on and the way that money is made now, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's much more glamorized.
Yeah, right, and then now. I mean, and then too, there's like a lot more avenues for people to make money, because back then you didn't see, like, if you weren't a hairstylist or you didn't do nails, like, you really didn't make a lot. Like, you had to do makeup for movie sets, like,
right, in order
you
to had, really exactly some income to really flourish.
Like, you
right.
couldn't really just freelance and I just do makeup. No, mm-hmm. indeed, you would have been broke. Mm-hmm. So. Everything is a lot different now because of social media. It's there's a lot more access to things. Things are a lot more socially acceptable. Therefore, they're able to do a lot more and not be judged first off. Like, now you put stuff out there and you make people look at you in that way.
Right.
And they have that you know, they get that open door. Whereas before, you only see what you see when you get flicks and pictures mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. see them on the newsstands. It's not, now we can interact, so it's a lot different. You get to see how people really are, and it's not so much of a, you're starstruck anymore. Like, right. we used to walk around with disposable cameras because you don't know who you gonna see. And I might give me a picture. So, but now yeah. you whipping out phones and taking pictures yeah. with everybody. Yeah. So, I mean, it's nothing. So,
yeah. Everything is glamorized now. Everything yeah. is computerized.
So,
now
it's
with
just
phones.
Like a
and
lot.
All that.
I yeah. say for females, it's a lot better. I just say that don't ever sell yourself short. You don't have to do anything to get a deal. Like, mm-hmm. your talent should speak for itself.
Absolutely.
If somebody makes you think otherwise, go somewhere else mm-hmm. because people go viral every day.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Practice your craft, perfect it. It might not be your time, mm-hmm. but. Mm-hmm. Music is forever, so yeah. like that's just my thing. Like, like A&R work, like, I'll never let it go. Like,
nice.
That's just, it's my passion.
That's
so,
what's up. That's what's
I listen
up.
To everybody out here. I'm hip to all the young girls.
Okay,
y'all want me on a track? I'm here.
Yeah, that's what's up. That's what's up. So Miss Lola, uh-huh. you know, like, what you know, do you feel has been your contribution towards the hip hop community?
Okay, I think when I did 50 Players Deep, when I was featured on there, I said that rap with conviction, and I felt like out of the 50 misses or bitches that I named off,
okay,
I was about maybe 30 of them. So okay. I felt it and I think it resonated with women.
Absolutely. Okay.
Because for a long time, I couldn't understand, why do women like my part so much?
Oh, yeah.
Because mm-hmm. we could relate.
Right.
Yeah, but it took a while for me to understand that. And I was like, because I felt it mm-hmm. when I rapped it, and I meant it when I rapped it. Now, I'm older now, so I'm not, that's like the young me, you know,
right.
like that, like you could
right.
look at your video or listen to
my
you.
Music,
like mm-hmm. that's the young us, I'm a grown woman mm. now.
Grown woman, yeah.
Yeah, but yeah. I think I influenced a lot of females
nice.
That rap, you know, I've had people come up to me and say, you inspire me, and you're a legend, and for a long
I know,
time,
right? It's
absolutely.
So hard to accept.
Like, I'm not a legend. That's too much.
I feel older. Lord.
We the OGs, though.
I know.
Pioneers of it. Pioneers
of hip-hop.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And now it's a whole new wave.
Right.
It is interesting, though, that it's a dime a dozen with female rappers now. Because when we were doing it, it was only a few.
Yeah.
You know mm-hmm. what I'm
and
saying?
And it's so many, and I'm so happy. I'm proud yeah. of y'all that y'all on these charts banging with these men.
Right.
It look good. I right. hope y'all don't get into it.
Looks
like,
real
for real.
Good.
It's a
looks
good
real
look.
Good. Yeah, most
it's like, maybe we can have one year that all the awards just go to women.
Hey. Absolutely. Yeah, that
it's
would be
coming.
A good look
it's
right
coming.
There.
Oh, absolutely.
It's coming.
Yeah.
It's coming.
Yeah. It's coming.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Well, we definitely got some drinks on the way from
Top Shelf Bartini.
Top Shelf Bartini.
And I do want to say one thing. The whole industry yes. is kind of collapsing now.
And why do you feel that?
You don't need a record label. Mm-mm. You don't yeah. need to sign. Mm-mm. You could go mm-hmm. on the internet.
You can be independent.
Push
absolutely.
Right. Yeah. And that's the beautiful thing. Not to shade music companies, whatever.
Right.
But
now you have control.
TLC, yeah.
Yes.
All these people get dicked out of money.
Mm-hmm. Hello, we were there too.
Yeah.
Hello.
But see, I technically didn't have a... You probably had a full record deal. I had like a one-year agreement.
Yours was with Universal?
It was, yeah, FUBU, FUBU Universal. Okay. And I had a one-year agreement with them based off of a soundtrack.
Oh.
So... Things kind of, I've been independent pretty much from the jump, you know, but.
So the 50 Players Deep, yeah, that was a part of a soundtrack?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was a soundtrack called The Good Life album, and it had like LL, Ludacris, a lot of heavy names.
Yeah, that was one of our questions.
Detroit, he was representing, like, to be on a national, international project. Oh, I'm sorry.
No, that's fine.
Yeah, I'm shying away from the mic. Let me get my Jill Scott on. Okay. What y'all think about that?
Oh, my gosh. That. Yes, yes.
I know, well,
before,
right?
Before we hit on that, we're definitely going to hit on that.
Okay.
How do you want straight. Your drink? Straight up.
Yeah.
Straight up. No chasing.
No chasing. Just straight up. All right.
Okay. My girl, we on that Douce.
Douce.
Congratulations to the show,
lady.
Thank you. Thank you.
Cheers.
Yes. Thank you.
That girl magic.
Hey. My drink is coming. Yes, please. Douce, little Douce up. Oh, we have my little sister, the celebrity nanny. This one right here in a hat that looks like me. This is Jordan. Yes. She's doing her celebrity.
Yeah, you over there, Jordan.
Celebrity nanny thing in Atlanta. She flew in today. She has some high profile clients. So, yes. all right. Are we on to the next one?
I think we are. Wop, wop.
All right. Is it my turn?
Yes, it is.
Okay. I'll take over. Well, she kind of did say a little bit about that. So, Mercedes, your album Rear End definitely was my shit. Hey. My favorite songs were Niggas Ain't Shit and Do You Wanna Ride? Yes. That was 1999. That was like my anthem. Like, what? I grew up with her. What? Okay. Niggas Ain't Shit. Let's go. So I noticed, I guess you guys kind of already touched on that, but rappers today, female rappers today, are like emulating your style, you know, from style, fashion, the way they deliver.
But they act like they don't even know I exist.
That's what I'm saying.
Here
they
go.
Need to pay homage. I mean, you know I'm going to bring it up. Like, come
yeah,
on.
I'm
this
a
is
soldier.
My book.
I can say it.
Like,
here
do
I
you
go.
See the same thing?
I do.
Okay.
And actually, like, I'm going to say it. Like, I listen to every genre of music. I absolutely love music. So, like, I was hip to Dej Loaf before she went viral. She reminded me so much of myself because
really?
I'm a tomboy. She sings, she rap. Like, I'm hip to Nisha Nashe. I'm hip to Brielle Leslie, Cash Doll. Like, she from my neighborhood. Who else? Rocky B. Like, I'm up on all these girls. I stay hip. Molly Brazy. I got a 16-year-old son, so I stay with it. But I'm just saying, I got to keep up. But besides that, like, I got to stay on my game because I still use my pen. So I have to know what's out here. I do hear my influence. Like, I don't know if y'all are aware, but, like, it's unreal how many times that one particular song that went multi-platinum on another album that most people don't even know was on my album. We never even put a video out.
Really?
So, yeah, I think I probably should get, like, an award for, like, not having a video and, like, still getting spins everywhere.
Absolutely.
Like, they play it on Bill Street.
They owe
I'm
you.
Just saying, come on.
They owe
but,
you.
Yeah. Wow. Real talk. I Can Tell featuring Mac is my song. It was released on my album, but it was rushed. Long story short, I moved back to Detroit and I didn't work on my album because we had in-house production. Therefore, even though I had access to studios here, I was not allowed to record because I work with people like Kern, Brantley, Michael Powell at Vanguard. Like, I've been doing it forever, but I was limited because I had to use beats from Beats by the Pound. And back then, we were using ADATs, and technology was not like it is. So, needless to say, none of my music was recorded, and I basically saw that I had a release date in the magazine. So, I called the record label, and I'm like, well, what's going on? Y'all know something that I don't know? Like, how are you going to put an album out, and I haven't recorded? They're like, okay, we're going to fly you to California, and we're going to need you to do this in 7 days. Excuse me? You said what?
So literally, like, the costumes, the choreography, the
everything,
writing,
like, I see it,
everything, right. 7 days. So now that I say it, and when you hear my new work, even though you'll hear the growth, you'll see that I didn't have the time to put out my best work because it was rushed. Mm-hmm. I was up long hours, like, singing and rapping all in one day. And anybody that's a vocalist knows that depending on the temperature in the room, and you'll lose your voice, basically. Right. So one of the songs on the album that everybody loves, and I'm going to re-record because okay, nice. I didn't have a voice, is You're the Only One.
Okay.
I didn't have a voice at all. I was shot. But
what was your inspiration in, like, writing that record?
Honestly, I had writer's block. Mm. Like, it was the very last song I wrote, very last song I recorded. Mm-hmm. And myself, Alexis, and one of the bodyguards, he's a little ill, so shout out to Pokey. I'm pretty sure he's watching this. If not, he's going to catch up. Mm-hmm. But he would always just, like, come chill with us. So we had got back late, probably, like, midnight, and she's like, I'm gonna go to bed, and I'm like, I gotta sit with this beat because I gotta put this on the album. Like, it's something about this beat that I gotta do it. But for some reason, I just couldn't come up with a hook. So I'm sitting there, and Pokey just happened to say, why don't you say You're the Only One? And mm-hmm. I'm like, huh?
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, you're touching on everything, but you gotta, like, kind of get sensitive too. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, well, I guess you're right. So it's kind of like, after that, the pen got to flowing, and
right.
I got up at 6 o'clock that morning.
Nice.
And then we shot the video that day.
Okay,
and then
so everything just took off from
it
there.
It was fast forward. I got a placement on the Nothing to Lose movie soundtrack. They actually played my song in the movie.
Nice.
I did a full promo tour, me and Fiend. So,
okay.
Like, we literally, I hit the pavement. Like, I was mom and pop record stores. I came through Detroit. I actually got to do, like, a show with, that was when Rough Riders had just hit the scene. Okay. So I met DMX, Drag On. Eve, Drag On. Oh, yeah.
What up, Drag? Hey, Drag On.
Hey, Drag.
Who else was there? Nick Cannon and Keenan and Kale. They were still on Nickelodeon back then.
Oh, okay.
Ludacris was interning at the radio station.
Nice. What up, Luda?
Who else did I meet then? I don't want to say anybody. Oh, Youngbloods. Wow, I worked with a lot of people back then.
I used to love their music.
Yeah, it's so crazy because, like, we don't have the technology then. So, like, we were using beepers. And
right.
We didn't even have two-ways yet.
You had to put holes in it, flip that thing upside down.
Yeah, so
you were 304.
I love you.
Yeah, right.
So, oh, like, I got a lot of those.
You were 304.
Yeah, it's a trip. Like, I met a lot of people, like, shout out to everybody on the East Coast. Like, it was cool. Like, I did a whole... One thing I can say that I did for No Limit is, I don't know if anybody, like, ever paid attention, but we never got acknowledged. Like, as much as we were beating down the charts and we always had something constantly coming out, we got no invites to any video places. Like, that one time that they actually performed was the first and only time. Until we were getting, like, recognitions and, you know, No Limit itself didn't exist anymore.
What year was that?
Had to be, right. Like, when they did Make Them Say, I believe.
98.
Mm. Yeah, had to be like, no, it was after that.
About 2001.
It was about 2001, because after my album,
I
signed in 96, but my album didn't come out till 99. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I was a young baby.
Yeah, I signed when I was 18.
Yes. Oh.
Fresh out. I always wrote poetry.
Okay.
And it wasn't until 2000 is when I, like, oh, okay, this is how you write a rap.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
I had to learn that because I just I did no kind of rapping. Mm-hmm.
But isn't it similar kind of flows like poetry? You got kind of bars ish.
You got to learn syncopation. You got to learn
bars.
Yeah, you got to learn how to, like, you got to learn, like, where everything goes, placement, how the song climaxes and all kind of stuff. And, like, because I was actually, like, I have range. Like, I can sing from tenor to a first soprano. So,
Interesting.
When they sign me and we're
writing it. I'm like, okay, 7 days. Like, these are a lot of songs to write, number one. Number two, like, who's going to do all these backgrounds? Because I was used to being in groups. So I'm singing middle note. You got the top. You got the bottom. Like, I'm not used to coming in here, and I got to knock everything out. Yeah. I'm like, okay, so what direction are we going with this?
Okay.
And they're like, well, you got to do some rapping. And I'm like, huh? They're like, yeah, well, you got to do it because of the way we did the album cover. And I'm like, well, that was y'all decision. Yeah, like, how y'all going to put that on my back? So,
yeah,
like I said, I had to put my big girl pants on, mm-hmm. and I was pressured to do it.
Yeah.
So to say that I had never written a rap and my work is the way that it is, I am absolutely satisfied.
Well, that's what's up.
Lola.
Mm-hmm.
Lola. So, like you said, ladies around the world are still singing, you know, your verse on the 50 Mrs. Yeah. Players.
It's a deep. Good feeling.
It is. It's awesome. It's awesome. So I did like rewatch the video. I'm like, damn, she has girl. Some real Hi. Celebrity.
That's true.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. She has some real celebrity cameos. I saw Ja Rule, Ice-T, Fredro Starr. Oh, I remember Fredro Starr rode in the backseat of my car from college. Like, I don't even know how the hell he got it back. What? Hey, Fredro, in my red Sunfire. Wow. He had to get to Detroit, and I was probably going.
I remember the Sunfire.
Red Sunfire. He jumped Sunfire in the backseat and was riding himself downtown Detroit with us from Michigan State. But yep, Fredro Starr. And I thought I saw Aaliyah. Was I tripping?
Nuh-uh. Olivia.
Okay. She looks just
when
like
she
her.
She was with J Records.
Okay. Because I was looking like, was that Olivia?
Nice.
So that video shoot, it had to be lit. It looked lit.
It was lit. And it was not planned for me and Drunken Master to have that. It was Nas and Nate Dogg's video.
Oh.
And Corrupt was on there. And Corrupt couldn't get clearance from his record label. So that caused issues. And at the last minute, they had to pick a different song.
Okay. Like,
and they, thank God, they chose 50 Players Deep.
Right.
Good.
I was just going to Miami to do a cameo for the video. And then like a week later, they were like, well, we got to change the plans. It's y'all video. So put your gang face on. And it was overwhelming, but I felt at that time I could handle it. I was like, okay, I got this.
Okay. Because we know that the song, you know, it raced, you know, of the Billboard charts, and you were, you know, featured in on Source and
BT
Rap City, all that. So,
you know, I was so embarrassed.
That was legendary.
But you know what? I felt like I did a bad job because I got on the mic and rapped.
Why?
I am. I'm hard on myself. But I just felt like I knew how nervous I was.
Okay.
Just to be in the basement at the BET studios.
Right.
I felt like my performance could have been better. But just to be able to say I did that.
You did.
Of course.
You
did that.
People loved you. Mm-hmm. People still love you. Absolutely.
And I'm thankful for that, you know, because it's like younger girls that are rapping my part. And I'm like, you was a baby.
Look, I was in the bar. And most I had definitely. To just ask this girl, I said, how old are you? Because she knew every word to my song. And I'm sitting there like, she can't possibly be old enough.
Surprised.
And she said, girl, my mama listened to this
all
while I was a kid.
Yeah. Right.
And she never knew. If you listening, baby, you was talking to me.
Okay.
But she was jamming. I was sitting there cracking up laughing. My friend kept saying, I'm about to tell her it's you. And I'm like, you better not.
Because I think what we did in that era, it was almost unheard of.
Mm-hmm.
So we
it kind of still sound current. I think that's probably why they still mess with it.
It's
like, it'll never die.
No, it won't.
Never
Thank
die.
God. Good music is timeless.
Mm-mm.
You know.
Thank God.
And one thing you said that kind of, like, I don't know. I feel like people don't pay homage to people like us, but that's okay. I'm not.
Well, we do.
Baby
girl came up with the topic. I'm like, wait, I got the tube. I'm ready.
I'm like, bet. Let's run it.
These my babies.
If it wasn't for Salt and Pepper, MC Light, JJ Fad.
And besides us bosses from here,
And you know, Smiley.
We broke down barriers. I mean, shout out to Aaliyah because she went to DSA, but she's from NY.
Mm.
We're born and raised Detroit, baby.
Right.
Wherever I go, anywhere I'm at, I don't care. Y'all can say I'm hood. I'm throwing my D's up.
D girls. Lola, one quick question, and we gonna get into the personal shit because we really only have like 20 minutes to go.
Okay.
Time is flying. Oh, wow.
Flying so, by. We have so much fun.
Mm-hmm. We need 2 hours next time.
Okay, babe, 2 hours. Yes, absolutely. I know you have like a ton of mixtapes that you've dropped.
Yeah.
I love the song I Need a Little. Hmm. It's deep, you know.
Oh, thank
and
you.
I didn't know that you could sing. That's what I was like, okay.
Because
yes.
When me and Mercedes did the group.
Okay.
Yeah, I kind of made her.
Yeah.
Really?
I'm like, hold on. I'm like, she was sitting in there and I'm in there recording and I come out and I'm listening to the playback and she back there on the couch like, I'm like,
yeah.
Oh, so you can sing
a little bit, but I'm
like
shy.
A little bit, I but shy. I can't. Right. I said you can sing enough to sing background. You finna add another note.
Well, most I heard definitely. Some vocals, honey, on that. I'm like, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then the remix good. To Drake's Do welcome. Better. I'm like, ooh, that like Drake. Did yeah. he like ever like give you a shout out like that?
No.
Dope, Drake. Give her a shout out.
Drake,
I need you to go and listen
now.
To that. Okay,
yeah.
It's the female response
Drake
to
radar.
It.
That's right.
Oh, like, well, you about to be.
You about to be.
Okay, you about to be. What up, Drake?
Thank you. But yeah, singing and rapping is too. It's like singing. I commend people who can really sing like you. Like I mean, I could sing too, but you are more seasoned at it. I would say it's not easy. It's easier to. Spit a verse, you
yeah,
know, but
is,
to
much
hit the wrong note. Like it's...
You can always show up with your voice a little raspy.
Yeah,
right.
But not when you got to sing. Yeah.
But nowadays, you know, it's trickery in the studio.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, in the studio for sure.
Auto-tunes and everything else.
Singer now, right?
It's popping out.
I'm let y'all know, y'all giving yourselves away too, please. If you're going to go viral, be prepared.
Be prepared.
I do not want to come see you live and show. And if you sing over your track, you better sound like it.
Sound like it.
Please sound like your track if you're going to sing over it. I'm just saying. That's a professional tip. Practice. Sound like yourself or just lip sing like you do on the video. But don't sing with the track if you gonna sound like somebody else.
Okay. Because
they're not going to want to come see you anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And then you won't be selling records. And then you'll be saying that they don't know you.
Right. Oh my gosh.
She's a fake.
Right. All right, ladies, let's get into some of the little personal things.
Okay.
Here are closet conversations. That's what we do.
Yeah. We want to know the real deal. You know what I'm saying?
We want to know. So, Mercedes, you know, did you ever, you know, date anyone from No Limit?
No, actually.
No, I had to ask that.
Yeah, and everybody always assumes, like, y'all think I don't be looking, but I look at everything. Like, I read comments on YouTube. I read comments on pictures that aren't mine.
Zip the shocker.
Yeah, someone went under my son's picture one day and was like, he looks just like Silk.
Yeah.
So I said, well, gotta be because of Miller blood, because his father's from the west side of Detroit.
Really?
Oh.
And he's never been in entertainment. So y'all can take that charge off of my back. Mm. But,
wow.
No. Actually, it was really hard for me to even date because if you think about it, like, even just here, it was kind of like I went from the hood of Detroit,
mm-hmm.
and then you got to think about it. I don't even know if if Berkeley remembers.
It's okay.
But we used to spend our summers in Louisiana.
Yeah.
Oh, so we used to leave.
And I had nobody to play with. I played with Ashley. I did play with Ashley. Shout out to Ashley Joy.
Right. Hey, so
Ashley.
We used to leave for the summers, and we always spent time in New Orleans half, and then we would spend some time with our family in Mississippi.
Nice.
So I always had that overall with my entire family. So that was another reason why my mom wasn't against me going away for college, because she felt safe. Like, even though I was at the dorms on the weekends, I was with grandma and my aunts, and I could wash my clothes, and I could use cars. And so I knew my way around.
Okay.
So once I went back, and I'm there for school, and now I'm with these group of guys, like, you got to think, I'm only 5'2". For all of you people, when you see me, you're, like, super surprised that I'm short. I had
heels short,
on,
but she cute.
But I'm petite and small, and I'm only 5'2". But everyone was like 6'2", 6'3", 6'4".
So you never, I'm sorry to cut you off. We
no.
just want to know this, yeah.
Mm-mm.
Okay, so you never messed
no,
with nobody.
No, don't give me no bodies.
No Romeo, no
They
nothing.
Ran them off. Oh, no, okay. Honey, child, he
well,
called me auntie.
Look,
he called me right. auntie. Lord, you said wrong? Oh, Lord.
Hey, Romeo, might have a heart always had, if you hear that. Hey, Romeo, I always had a crush on you.
Uh-oh.
Lola.
Yeah.
So, what about you?
Well, me and Drunken Master never, ever had any kind of relations or anything like that.
Dang, you already knew who he was about to ask
yeah,
about.
Drunk yeah, Drunken Master.
Because I think even people in the that. Industry, like, I never
I mean,
it
because
in
you
the
guys
industry.
Were close, so, you yeah, know, we I mean, all kind of like
you had a song
that.
Called Ex-Girlfriend. I didn't
yeah.
know if it was.
It was. Was it yeah. you?
No.
Was it you?
Okay. All right.
I will say one person that I did, I had a crush on, and we ended up meeting and dated for a short period was Corrupt.
Mm. Oh.
Hey, Corrupt.
Okay. Hey, Corrupt.
But that was long time ago. Long time ago. Mm-hmm. Before I even, he introduced me to Drunken Master. So.
Okay.
I wanted a rap boyfriend.
Yeah.
So he was
yeah.
like, I looked at him like, I grew Absolutely. Up listening to the Dog Pound.
Right.
And when we met, we just kind of clicked and connected. And
yeah. Well, that's what's up, Salter. Yeah.
But you don't cool. mix, I don't think you should mix business with
pleasure.
Pleasure.
Honestly, now yeah. I'm a little that. More like, yeah, I was about to say, now I kind of like, yeah. I don't know if I would be totally against it. Like back then, I was totally against it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because I was always around it. So to see so much stuff and then I'm gonna be like, okay, yeah, we gonna kick it. And like
right.
I said, we didn't have none of this technology, so
social media.
Yeah, wasn't
no
none
one
of this
would
face
even
time
know.
Where you
right.
at. Let me see your background.
Right.
And all that. Wasn't none of that. So it was a lot. Like
yeah.
that's a lot to put your trust into somebody and
yeah. right.
they're on the
right.
road and then you're in different states. Like it's just too
it
much.
Is.
Right.
Oh, what else I do? I do. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
I have to say one thing. My
uh-huh.
son's father was a producer at the time. And
okay.
so I think being a rapper and trying to date somebody that wasn't in that,
mm-hmm.
it felt better for me because I felt like they could relate, you know, but it kind of, that doesn't always work out either.
Mm-hmm.
But like just, you know, I've had different guys try to holler at me and I'm like, I think he just want to have sex with me. Like,
right.
Based
exactly.
off of, you don't know, like, I don't know. It's just hard. Like an average kind of guy back then, it was just like, nah, I'd rather date somebody that can relate. And me and my son's father, you know, he was a producer. I felt like at that time we could make money together.
Exactly.
We could do this together.
Do the beats for free.
Yeah. And we were on that path, but, you know, things didn't pan out that way. But.
Right.
Okay.
We moving right along. Yeah. We're about 15 minutes to end.
Yeah.
Go
so,
ahead, Chris.
Yeah. So, Miss Lola Damone, like, have you ever experienced, like, any type of situations where you felt you was, like, treated, you know, as a lesser artist because of your gender, being female?
Because of my gender? No. I never felt that way. But I thought, okay, I don't know. I thought you was going to ask me something else. I felt less of an artist at a show that I did with other artists from not from Detroit. And then the artists from Detroit got treated like crap.
Oh,
but
wow.
the artists that weren't from here, it was an old school hip hop show at the Masonic Temple like 2 years ago.
Mm.
And it was just like our dressing room got taken away. Like we didn't have a dressing room because the DMX's entourage, they took our dressing room. And not to be negative or nothing
right.
like that, but
right.
it was just like, dang, we got
they
treated like nothing.
In your own
yeah,
city
in
though
your own city,
in your
yeah.
own city yeah
wow.
Mm.
wow.
Like I was honored and happy to be asked to perform for that show,
right?
But I expected to be treated a little bit better.
Most definitely.
Yeah, we do
got to
get a little bit better with that
right.
because down south, I can say one thing: they show up and they show out for their own. So
yeah.
come on, Detroit.
Well,
we got to get with
changing.
The program.
Right.
Yeah, they we've come a long way.
Yeah,
because well, it. Was never
like that.
It was never. It's. I like to see the unity. Like I'm glad that it's making some type of a turn. Even with amongst the men. Like it got to get better. You know what I mean? Like it's senseless violence, and you know we don't want to see that.
Well, on the flip side, you know, like has a industry, you know, in the past ever made you know, you feel that being a female artist actually worked in your favor?
Yeah.
Back then, yeah, because it wasn't that many female rappers doing it.
It was rare.
Yeah. Right? It wasn't that many, and then, like I said, it's like an extra pat on the back, because it's like, they kind of like don't even think you can do it. So you right. gotta like, you know, once you show up and show out, they like, oh, okay, shorty, like, you right. know, you done already got your respect. You ain't have to do nothing. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So like, you just had to come with your A game. And as mm-hmm. long as your lyrics was tight, you good. Mm-hmm.
So is it safe to say we kind of paved the way for the new school?
Absolutely.
I think so.
Just from Detroit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Oh, they listen to
Hopefully
us.
They
don't
did their homework,
like
right.
They ain't long
it's some people that did their
like
homework. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. So if you had the opportunity to, I guess, get into the reality career, would you want to join like a Love and Hip Hop?
Ooh, me. I don't know if I could do that.
So why wouldn't you want to be on Love
down.
And Hip Hop?
I was about to see.
It seems like it's a great opportunity for a lot of upcoming
as
artists.
As far as like putting yourself back out here and getting that buzz, because like I'm pretty sure you probably feel the same way. Like for a long time, I just created social media. But for a long time, I didn't deal with, like, fan pages. I do okay. have personal accounts because yeah. of, like, you know, things that I want to share amongst family and friends.
Right,
but
right.
I'm very guarded. And okay. it was because of how I came up in the industry. It was, I was a female, so I was always with a bodyguard. Like, it was very hard to date because mm-hmm. they're more so worried about the creeps.
Mm-hmm. Right, right.
So and now it's like, you meeting guys through the DM. Like,
yeah, right,
you don't
exactly.
know what, you know, right. like, you ain't telling your friend, you ain't telling mm-hmm. you, right? Like, back mm-hmm. in the day, we used to take a picture of your license plate.
Exactly.
Write it down.
Yeah.
Leave for your mom,
right.
tell you where
right.
you'll be at. You know,
exactly.
Like, we still do it too.
Yeah, right, right, right. 80s babies,
yeah,
70s
you know,
babies.
Everybody
that's what
ain't
we do.
So no Love and Hip Hop for you.
No.
I could do it if, like, it would have to be, like, a guy. Like, they would have to know it's a guideline for me.
Okay.
Because I don't want no lawsuits.
No exposure
right.
to children,
to
no yeah. no babies. Because yeah. some people.
So what would be your exact
well, see,
reason why you
I ain't worried about them bringing
it.
Them no children. Because see, mine's is good. Because. I don't always. I handles my business. I done worked since I was 14 years
right,
old.
Right.
They can't say nothing about this one here. My name yeah. good in the hood.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, like.
Yeah. Yeah.
I would say no.
I've come a long way, mm-hmm. and I'm 40 years old. And
right.
I've never had
don't
a
say
felony.
Oh, wow. You
snatched? Oh, you are snatched. So, I know that,
let's
like,
go.
A lot of the stuff I see, because I'm still a human being, I still have feelings, and mm-hmm. I pop off.
So, Love and Hip Hop would not be good for you.
Well, you know,
I don't know.
Producers
like I said,
because
I know that
they
a lot
can
of
portray
that
you in the wrong light.
You know what
right.
I mean? Like,
and so, how would like, they like portray you in the wrong light? How do you feel?
I just feel like they humiliate. They make black people look terrible on mm. Love and Hip Hop. Mm-hmm. I stopped watching Love and Hip Hop two or three years ago because
okay.
I didn't like how they are portraying people to just act like second class citizens. No,
okay.
You know,
yeah,
it's just.
That.
Yeah,
fighting them,
but they doing that. It's like Jerry Springer.
Yeah, just
yeah.
for ratings that you
for
feel
ratings.
Like they just
yeah.
strictly
and
doing
it
for ratings.
To do that to me,
right? Right.
Because I'm gonna look bad in the end, and I
exactly.
have a family.
Exactly, that's why I said
fun.
I feel like if I there were like we would have to have guidelines. Like,
but at the end
to,
of the day, it's yeah. all about integrity for
yeah.
you, ladies.
Exactly,
absolutely.
Because
right.
like
nice.
For one, I stayed in the background for because I wanted to. It was a choice. Like, yeah, I could have went back to Louisiana and picked up. At any time with everybody because I still keep in contact with them, but I had a child and I was in the business.
Mm-hmm.
So did I really want to, like, I wasn't at the point where I could be hiring no nanny. So did I really want to be trying to start from the ground up now because I was once with a big label.
Mm-hmm.
So no, I'm not. And I'm here in a different element. Even though I'm from here, the people I used to work with aren't here anymore. Like, we've all gotten older. We've all attended college. Like, everybody's going doing them.
Right.
So
right.
it's totally different. And I decided to be a mom. I decided that I was going to, you know, focus on
absolutely.
My
raise
child.
Your child.
And
mm-hmm.
once he got to an age where it would be okay and he could accept me being away,
okay.
then
it was in a problem. So that was around.
How old is your son now?
He's 16.
Okay. You have any children?
I do. My son is 14.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
my
yeah, like
when
we were.
My son's 9.
Hi.
Boys. Oh, boys. Mama's with boys. Mama's with boys.
Yeah, y'all know how you get boys. Boys.
Right. We doing it.
I know, right?
We know how to make
but
boys.
But can I say something?
Yes,
I don't knock anybody that wants that bag and they trying to get that check.
Absolutely.
Because, I mean, that's... You can't knock that. You know what I mean? But I just know, me personally, I've prepared myself to say no. Like,
okay.
Because I like my privacy and I don't want people in my life. And I don't, it's like, no, I don't. And I don't take any artists serious that come off of hip hop, loving hip hop. Now, Cardi B.
The crazy thing is, a lot of them now aren't even artists. Like, some of them are. Mm-hmm. But some, like, you have, like, when it first came out, it was, that's what it was surrounded around. But now it's like, they'll bring in anybody. Like, I could just bring you because you're my homegirl and you're going to be the assistant. And then if they like you and the writing's good, then you're going to have a spot. Yeah. So, like I said, I could do it if there were guidelines. Like, if I would be more so like a, see, I don't know, because even like the wives is catty. I don't really
Everything is a little crazy.
That's
but shout out to LaBrittany, who's on Love & Hip Hop.
Oh,
we love you.
Hey, keep
LaBrittany.
Going. Yeah,
keep
she be rocking
going.
That Valley Girl.
Yeah, and Cash Doll, she featured on the
Love & Hip Hop as well.
With her. Yeah, they
absolutely.
Did like a little scene together. So shout out to both of them ladies.
Yes,
most
yes.
definitely, most definitely. So, I mean, you know, we're getting ready to wrap things up. But, you know, tell me like what's your long term? Yeah, any advice that you could possibly give to
the young aspiring
artists? I would say keep going, because right now the internet is, you know, you don't need a label. You can promote yourself. You can propel. You can go viral just off of social media and the internet now. So that's a good thing. You don't have to sign a contract. You don't have to
sign a dotted line.
Yeah.
Yeah, you
put your blood on the line.
Right.
Period.
Yeah, you can take your money and invest in yourself. Like that's what it's all about. Mm-hmm. Is perfecting your craft, being open to work with others. Like, so many people get put in this box, and it's okay to work with one producer. I'm not knocking nobody that does it, but sometimes when you step outside of that box and you work with other people, they bring different things out of you that you didn't know you were even capable of. And I
so
know
working
that,
with different producers.
Right. Because I know that, like, a lot of people that I do, like, vocal coaching and stuff here. So I know a lot of producers, and I know a lot of people that will get with one person, and that's the only person that's doing their beats. But that's because that's who looking out for them. They don't really have it, and they want to just come record because they got the passion. And I get that, but get out here and get you a little job and hustle up you some dollars, because studio time really ain't that much, and you really don't even need a studio no more. You can buy you a beat, get you a little thing you can set up in your room, record yourself, pay to get somebody to mix and master, please.
Okay.
And I make beats.
You don't want to put
out garbage.
Yeah, that's my new thing.
Hey!
Lola
yeah.
Lola make beats.
I'm about to come over there, because I just said, look, that's the crazy thing, because I literally just started, because I'm like, y'all got to teach me, because I think for a long time they tried to keep me from behind that
so
board.
They can come to you for vocal training, and they can come to Lola for the beat.
Hey,
bam. Collaboration, bam. And they
can't write. So we gonna just be knocking them out. We can go write you a song. Look, if you can't write, it's cool. And see, that's the good thing now with being able to do it independently, because you can leave. You like, you know, it's so good that you could say, I could give you your rights, because I know you sat in on that session, and you know, it's it's more of an avenue now to where you can help somebody with your music, whereas you don't really have to worry about being screwed. So I just more so say, be mindful and educate yourself. Like, if you've never read anything, you need to. All About the Music Business, Laws of Attraction, you need to learn things. You need to have networking skills. You have to be a people person. Like,
that's what's up. That's what's up. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, let's wrap this up. I do have one last question for you, ladies.
Okay.
No, in 60 seconds, like, what is your, like, do you have any upcoming projects coming up? You know, anything like that?
Well, I plan on producing my own EP.
Okay.
But I don't want to rap like how I've been rapping. I'm ready to be. I'm a bit of a rebel. and a revolutionary type person.
Wow.
I got a lot to say about the world, about what's going on. And I'm not here to talk about the dumb shit, no disrespect, that most female rappers, I commend all of them for doing this because it's a male-dominated field, but I feel like we need to step it up and talk about better things, like to empower us.
Tell a story. Because that's what it's supposed to be about.
Like, I'm hearing the same things regurgitated over
and over again.
You know,
thottery is what I call it.
Yeah. And it's no shade or nothing like that. It's just somebody got to... You know, and when it was Kim and Foxy and all those girls, then came Lauren. We need that Lauren right now.
Yeah.
Right. I don't feel like we have that right now.
Look, I need to go on that because I was going to say that. I looked at her Instagram and I'm like, hold on.
Right.
Yeah.
Somebody
needs to be a role model to the young girls coming up because... I don't know.
Right, right. Well, and so Mercedes, like, what about you? Like, your 60 seconds.
I have a lot of things coming. My website will be available. A lot of people been hitting me up for my music. So just so you guys will know, the old album will be on digital platform beginning of the year. I have new music dropping. Maybe I can get Lola on the track. Of course, working with Beats by the Pound. If nobody knows, they are back together. So it's a lot of big things. There's documentaries. There's going to be apps. We got a lot of interviews that are already done. I'm about to do the VVS remix. I don't know if y'all heard it yet. Fiend already jumped on it with Derez the Shine by All Top 20 out in ATL. I don't know if y'all heard of it. It's heating up the waves. They sampled my track. So, of course, they asked me to get on it. It's a lot of people out here paying homage, even though they don't know. So, shout out to y'all. I appreciate it.
Absolutely.
And I'm coming back to take what's mine.
Absolutely. So, in wrap up, if you could just shout out your social media again. We thank Top Shelf Bartini for supplying the
drinks were good.
Thanks, Cognac Mules and Moscow Mules. Shout out to my baby sister, the celebrity nanny. She's out here taking care of these babies. And shout out your Instagram.
You can find me on IG and Facebook and Snapchat. Mercedes, the number 2, the letter U, the number 4, Life, LYFE.
All right. For life.
Hey.
Well, my Instagram is IAMLOLADAMONE, Lola Damone. And I'm not on Facebook, so don't even bother to go on there.
Okay. Yeah, I don't post much.
Because I don't know. Facebook is so... like,
older.
It's just...
mature.
Yeah.
It's kind of over it.
It's like my daddy.
Mature crowd. So.
It's starting to be MySpace-ish.
It's like MySpace.
No!
But guess what? People still go on MySpace. Like, our pictures are still on
We
MySpace.
Have to wrap up. We have another show about to start. But thank you, ladies.
Thank you for having us.
Yes. God bless. Good night. Thank you to the listeners.
Peace,
see you
Detroit.
Next Tuesday.
Yeah. Hey. Closet Conversation.
Closet Conversation. Whoop, whoop.